Assassination, The Royal Family's 1,000-Year Curse, by David Maislish.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Author's Note: Assassination, The Royal Family's 1,000-Year Curse. Power, glory, wealth. Yes, they all came with the crown. But for English and British monarchs there was something else. Somebody, a rival, an enemy, or a madman, would try to kill every single one of them. As we travel through 1,000 years of history, learning how each monarch won the crown, and a third of them had no right to inherit the crown from his or her predecessor, it will become apparent that there were one or more attempts to kill every person who became king or queen, and many of the attempts succeeded. Poison, arrows, daggers, swords, pistols, rifles and bombs ensured that over a quarter, perhaps as many as half, of all English, British monarchs were murdered. It was not just the ones we all know about, such as Edward II, the red-hot poker, and Edward V, one of the princes in the Tower, but also many others, with relentless research revealing that the 1,000-year curse has meant that no king or queen escaped at least one attempted killing. Even in the 20th century, we will find 12 attempts to kill the monarch, and one of them succeeded. Here is the history of England and Britain.